Since September 11th, American journalists have written and broadcast lots of reports trying to answer the question, why do they hate us? With they usually meaning people in Muslim countries. And some of those pieces find fault with U.S. policy or with American culture. But commentator Dinesh D'Souza says there is another question we should be asking. Why is the idea of America still so attractive to millions of would-be immigrants around the world?
The conventional answer is that immigrants come to America for one reason, to get rich. The critics of America love this explanation because it attributes the appeal of America to greed and avarice. But as an immigrant, I believe that this notion of what attracts us to America is very limited. It is so limited as to be a distortion. The distortion works, of course, because there is a molecule of truth in the argument. America does offer a greater degree of social mobility than any other society. Moreover, America provides an incredibly good life for the ordinary guy. Rich people live well everywhere. But in this country, I am constantly struck by how well the common man lives. This is a society where poor people have TVs and microwave ovens. A friend of mine has been trying to relocate to America for years. Finally, I asked him why. He said, because I really want to move to a country where the poor people are fat. Still, the material explanation only partly accounts for the attraction of America to immigrants and to people around the world. Not long ago, I asked myself this question: how would my life have been different if I had never come to America? I grew up in a middle-class family in Bombay. I didn't have luxuries, but neither did I lack for necessities. Materially, my life is better in America, but it is not a fundamental difference. My life has changed far more dramatically in other ways. If I had stayed in India, I would probably have lived my whole life within a 5-mile radius of where I was born. I would undoubtedly have married a girl of my identical socioeconomic and religious background. I would almost certainly have become a doctor, an engineer, or a computer programmer. I would have had a range of political and social opinions that could be predicted in advance. In many countries in the world, your destiny is to a large degree given to you. In America, by contrast, you get to write the script of your own life. I discovered this at Dartmouth, where I became interested in politics, changed my major, and decided to become a writer. I ended up working in the Reagan White House, even though I was not a U.S. citizen. I married a woman whose ancestry is English, French, Scotch-Irish, and German. I am one of many immigrants who have discovered that, in America, the future is a landscape of our own choosing. Where to live, how to make our living, whom to marry, what to believe, these are questions that, in America, I decide for myself. It is this notion of being in control of your own life that is the main source of America's appeal around the world, especially to the young. That's why so many people want to come to America and become Americans. Not because this is a place to get rich, but mainly because it is a place where you are the architect of your own destiny.
Dinesh D'Souza's new book, What's So Great About America, will be published this month.